Power User Podcast, brought to you by NeoWin.net and WinCustomize.com. I'm your host, Kristen Hatcher, and joining me today is regular contributor Brad Wardell.
Still unpaid.
You got that right.
No, and it makes me bitter because, you know, there is a podcast, I just saw it on news.com, got $8 million in startup funding. Where is my $8 million, I ask?
I don't have it, and I don't know what I've been doing with my time. So,
you know, if I had $8 million, I'd trade it all in for a little more, and
still be unhappy with what
I'd still be unhappy with what I've got.
It's true. It's sad. I'm never quite happy. Well, today I wanted to talk about a top story that I saw on NeoWin.net, which is Google loses the AdWords lawsuit. Brad, what do you know about AdWords on Google?
Well, essentially, when you put in a search term on Google.com, advertisers can sponsor those words so that if you type in a word like bra,
right,
tell where my mind's going today,
yeah,
various bra manufacturers will show up on the right. In fact, wow, there's a whole bunch. JCPenney and a whole bunch of other places can sponsor, essentially, search results on the right side. They're clearly marked as such. And what's nice about the Google AdWords is that they're incredibly easy to set up. A user can go on to Google.com. At the bottom of the page, it says Advertising Programs. When they click on that, they're given an option of Google AdWords. They then create a user account, put in their credit card number, and then they type in what search terms they want to bring up their little advertisement. And their advertisement's literally a little text ad where you put in the name, what your product is, a little description, and the website for it. And then every time someone clicks on the ad, Google charges you a nickel.
So the lawsuit is regarding these AdWords, or these, I guess they're also called sponsored search results. Geico is the one that's suing Google, and they are claiming that Google is infringing on their trademarks when they sold them as keywords to Geico's rivals. So random auto insurance company goes and purchases one of these ads that you're talking about, and they put in one of the keywords, Geico, so that when somebody searches for Geico specifically, not when somebody searches for auto insurance, but when they search for Geico, it comes up with their sponsored search result on the right-hand side of the Google results page. So what Geico is saying, that the use of the trademarks as keywords to deliver competitive advertising is an infringement of their trademark rights.
Exactly. And I have to say, that's insane.
Insane.
I just can't believe a U.S. district court could actually rule against Google on this, because what essentially the ramifications of what this ruling is that this search terms themselves, what you enter into the entry field, is controlled by the trademark holder, which I think is incredibly dangerous, because it means that they could control. Well, why stop there? Why not make it so that if I own a trademark to Geico, to not allow any search terms, whether they're sponsored or not? Because it'd be great. Trademark laws are designed not to protect companies, but to protect consumers against confusion.
Mm-hmm.
And so if having sponsored ads creates confusion, how is that any different than the non-sponsored ad? So why is it that any mention of Geico is listed on there without Geico's explicit written consent?
All right. Well, here's the thing. Two things on that, I think, is that number one, I don't think a lot of people realize that those results that come back on the right hand side are paid advertisements. They
you mean
probably
the
just
ones
don't
that say sponsored?
Right. I honestly mean people don't read every single thing on the page, right? So it's not unlikely, and according to the lawsuit, Geico is alleging that the practice causes consumer confusion.
And I wonder what kind of, it's also, but the trademark law is supposed to protect reasonable people against confusion, not complete morons from confusion. I mean, you know.
So you're talking
and
about
I apologize
who,
on behalf of, you know, I apologize to all morons out there, but they're not listening to this because of our, you know, we have a very, you know, elite clientele.
Yes, of course.
You know, people who can, you know, listen to.
And people files. who can read and understand the difference between random auto insurance company and Geico.
Right.
However, you know, I'm not entirely certain that I mean, I'm not completely on the other side of the argument from you, but I'm not entirely certain that Google is without fault. I recognize that they're a huge company, and there must be thousands, if not hundreds of thousands or even millions of people purchasing these ads from them. It's totally automated, and they don't check it. However...
here comes the but.
Right. The company that provides the service seems like they would have a certain amount of responsibility to what was being done with the service on their own website.
Well, it is. That's one of the problems, though. It's almost impossible to enforce something like this without taking drastic steps. And I don't think Geico or anyone else has really thought of the logical ramifications of that. Does that make any sense? Logical ramifications? Well, anyway, I just like using multi-syllable words.
Yes, I know. It makes you sound smart.
And that is, yeah. And the thing is that when you put in these ads, you literally go in and you put in like 50 keywords that you want. And I cannot... And the whole system only works because it is automated. If Google had to have somebody in there to look over every keyword that you do and before it could be approved, you wouldn't be being charged a nickel anymore to being able to have that ad. You'd be charged a dollar or something. It'd be so expensive. Or you'd have some big setup fee or something. And at that point, the entire system falls apart, and that's definitely not good for consumers.
Would it be terribly expensive, do you think, if Google could set up some kind of system where companies who wish to make sure that their company name was not used in the sale of any of these ads could put themselves on a list, and then Google could just have this sort of automated list that does does an automated check of each of these ads that gets purchased to make sure that none of those words are in there?
They could do that, but I think, I'm not as nice as Google. I mean, if I were in Google's position, I would be saying, okay, if you don't want to be in our search engine, you can opt out. And it would opt out of the entire Google search engine network. But that would be one step where Geico can have its trademark protected, just take it right out of Google's search engine entirely so that nothing comes out. I just don't see how people can play that game. It's not creating consumer confusion. I think it's outrageous, and I think every consumer should be outraged by this. I think it's a good thing for consumers that someone types in Geico and they actually see other alternatives come up. I mean, if I put in pretty much any sort of product or brand name, users are served. The public good, I think, is served if they see what other products
what
are
the competitors
out there.
Are, right.
And I would be willing, and I don't claim to have telepathy or mind-reading powers or anything like that, but I kind of suspect that Geico's issue wasn't so much confusion on the part of consumers, but rather they would prefer their customers not know of their competitors in the first place.
Right. What Geico is saying is that Google took their name to sell their competitors' ads. I mean, certainly, if I ran a company,
but
Google isn't really
taking their name. I mean, they're not taking...
Well, Google themselves are not taking their name, but people are. Some companies are using the Geico name to purchase advertising on Google.
Yes, but then Geico should be talking to them instead of talking to Google. I realize that makes it a lot tougher, but...
It does make it tougher, but... And I think that is what Google said to Geico and to, anyone else who had these complaints. It's like, we encourage people to take up their complaints with the actual company that's doing...
But you realize
what
a slippery slope of how much of the internet rests on these kind of... I wouldn't even call them gray market, because that makes it sound like there's something wrong with what they're doing, but do you know how a search engine works? They copy the huge vast parts of the net onto local drives to do the searches. And like archive.org, as an example. Archive.org works by copying, taking a snapshot of a website and storing it. Well, what about copyright? Doesn't that violate the copyright of various sites? Well, probably does. But can you imagine how much consumers would be harmed if the internet was suddenly, if the government started enforcing these kinds of things at such a ridiculous level. Like I said, there are real potential issues. If trademark is this much of an issue for Geico, then why not take them out of the engine entirely?
Well, that would be a different lawsuit altogether, I bet.
I can tell you right now, if you type in a lot of companies' names, or on the first, smaller companies' names, you will get their competitors will show up on that search page on, and they're not sponsored. Geico happens to be big enough that it's all about Geico. But there's smaller companies, and I won't name them right now, but if you type in their name, their competitors will show right up at the top.
Well, I got to say, it doesn't sound like the news of this particular ruling seems to be impacting Google stock prices at all, because I believe their shares were up during the noon trading hours.
I don't think in the long term it hurts Google, but I do think it potentially hurts consumers. Now, obviously, you know, I don't want to say anything that might offend Google, because you know they're our overlords and all
yes.
that, because they we, you know dominate the search world and
altar. Mm-hmm.
And I. You know, as a trusted member of the media, I can round up dissidents to work in their underground sugar mines
yes,
when the time comes.
Yes.
But I honestly, I think this is a very bad thing for consumers, and I think Google was totally in the right. I find very disgusting that the trademark laws are being turned on their head like this.
And we'll have to see how this plays out, because I'm sure there's going to be an appeal, so we'll have to see how this plays out in the future. I'll definitely be keeping my eye on it. Thanks for joining me, Brad.
Thank you.
And thanks, everyone, for listening. This podcast was brought to you by NeoWin.net and WinCustomize.com. Support us by subscribing to us on iTunes or Odeo.com. Look for us every week at www.poweruser.tv.